Hachette Audio presents In Pieces, a memoir, written and read by Sally Field. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of photos.
For Peter, Eli, and Sam, and all of theirs. Prologue. There was no proscenium arch, no curtains or lights to create an illusion, no proper stage at all. It was just a classroom with all the chairs and their seventh grade occupants pushed aside in disorganized clumps. It wasn't even a real classroom. The entire school had originally been part of an army hospital built at the end of World War II, specializing in central nervous system injuries, syphilis, and psychiatry. It had once even included a small compound for prisoners of war, a building now stuffed with classrooms and students held captive until the sound of the bell. This particular room was long and narrow, each side lined with windows, which made it look exactly like a hospital ward and nothing like a junior high school drama class. But on that day, through my 12-year-old eyes, I saw only the faint interior of a swank apartment. I remember watching my feet as they stomped across the worn wooden floor, and for one instant, the feet weren't mine anymore. Then I was back in the classroom again, wondering what to do with my hands, my armpits sweating so much I dripped. I stopped at the door, a wobbly contraption hinged to a freestanding frame made by the boys in wood shop, took hold of the handle, then turned back towards the 13-year-old playing my uncouth gangster boyfriend. With one clammy hand gripping the knob and my whole body twisted around to face the actor, my arm awkwardly wrapped in front of me, I stood listening to the boy deliver his dialogue. When he had finished spraying his words through his braces, I paused a beat, then yelled, "Drop dead, Harry," and exited in an indignant huff, slamming the door behind me. That was it. My first moments as an actor. A scene from Born Yesterday, and my pubescent version of the brassy Brooklyn bombshell Billy Dawn. I wasn't good. I knew I wasn't. It was like Heidi the little goat girl had taken a stab at Hedda Gabler. But it didn't matter. A new sensation brushed past me, and for one moment, I felt free. My body moved, maybe not gracefully, but all on its own, without me telling it where to go. Tiny flashes when it didn't belong to me at all, and I was watching from far.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?